This in the parsha, we have the interesting pasuk that Kamat all the Mepharshim asked the same question: how could it be that the Ribbono Shalom says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Boy el Paroi, come to Paroi, ki ani barti es livoi v'es lev avodo"? The reason that you should go and speak to Paro is because I've hardened his heart, meaning that he's not going to listen, not only his heart, but also the heart of the servants. More than that, Rashi HaKadosh says, Boyal Paroi Hasrabo, give him Hasra, Hisrabo, give him Hasra, give him warning, tell him what's going to happen. Now the first thing is, what is the warning going to help? Because already Hashem said that I'm going to harden Paro's heart. Why did he send him in order to give Asra to Paroi? After it says already that Hashem said, I hardened his heart, I won't let him listen. Like it's written, I'll strengthen, I'll harden Paro's heart. And he won't send the nation away, he won't send Klal Yisrael out. So it's a very interesting question. Number one, harden the heart. Why dafka the heart? Because we know that the Yetzirah and the Yetzirah Tov both sit on the heart. So therefore, if the heart is hardened, the Yetzirah is hardened, it will not soften up, it won't listen, it won't be machniah to the Yetzirah Tov. Because it won't be machniah to the Yetzirah Tov, so therefore there was no chance that he was going to listen. There is a question that if you harden the heart, then you also harden the Yetzirah Tov. So therefore it was a little bit of a bracha. Had Paroi had any kind of a significant Yetzirah Tov, then it would have hardened and it would have stayed there right where it was, and he would have continued to do good things because it would be strong. For instance, there's such a thing as Azaz Dikdusha. There is Azaz, a person that has impudence, a person has a chutzpah, and it's a chutzpah for a wrong thing. In other words, it's somebody they should respect. So they don't respect them and they say something that is chutzpah. That's a bad thing. On the other hand, there is chutzpah dikdusha, azaz dikdusha, which is a good thing. Azaz dikdusha means that when somebody wants to say something against Torah Yidin, against Torah Jews, so a person has to say azaz dikdusha. They have to stand up and they have to say what's right. They have to challenge. Somebody says a day which is not al-pi Torah, which is not true. First has to stand up and challenge them and say the correct thing. So there is such a thing as azaz dikdusha. That is what happens when a person has, when the etzah had it been good, that would have been the biggest broch in the world. Because therefore, the Yetzirah Tov would have been strengthened to the point that it would have never given up, would have never given. That's what it says, however, by the Apis Ayomim, it says, V'nasati l'cha, give to them, lev evan, that there'll be a lev evan, there'll be a heart of stone in a person. So there it says in the end of the day, V'nasati l'cha, lev vasor, that instead of a lev evan, instead of a heart of stone, a person will have a heart of flesh. What is the difference between it? So it's a very interesting thing. Rav Nachman Breslover said the following. Lev Basar, by the way, are the same letters as Breslov. Breslov. The reason is because Rav Nachman says that the oisias of Lev Basar is what he strives that his chassidim should be. They should have a heart that feels, that's sensitive, that takes in the cloud, that's worried about Yerushalayim. So that's the Lev Basar, the heart of flesh. What does it mean, Lev Evan? Why is there a Lev Evan? So it's an interesting thing. The Lev Evan does not allow, it stays in one place, it does not allow for anything to penetrate it. A Lev Evan means a person comes, an Oni comes in for tzedakah, and the guy says, what do you want over here? Get out. That's the Lev Evan. A Lev Basar sees the guy Nebuch, he has to come in and ask for tzedakah. So it's a problem. He realizes even a person has a little bit of money, but they ask for tzedakah, they have to be moved. They have to be sensitive. That's the Lev Basar. Rav Simcha of Asherman, Zechut Tzadik L'Vracha, says, why is it that there's a Lev Evan in the world right now? He says the Lev Evan is different. When a person hears about things that happen in the world, and it's difficult to take. So if they had such a late basar, they would be crying all day long, oi this tzara, oi that tzara lo aleinu. So therefore Hashem gives us a late event that we should at least be able to keep our stability and to go on. There is a second idea, and that late event means that a person has to be very strong not to let things in the world, in the generation, sway them. They can't be persuaded by different things that happen. So a person has a lev evan, they're not easily persuaded. It'll come in the time of Achris Hayom, in the time of Mashiach Tzidkenu, and there'll be such big challenges to Klal Yisrael that a person will have to be very strong, very solid, in order not to give in to the challenges. It says, the Rishner says an unbelievable thing. The Rishner says that when a person goes through life, they're walking on, it's like a tightrope. You ever saw in the circus, they have the tightrope, you know, 100 feet up, and the person walks across the rope, and they try to keep their balance. And the tightrope high up, right? So he says that when a person walks in this world, in Olam Hazeh, they are walking on a tightrope. It's a whole big tightrope. The only thing is, in Ikvus of the Mashiach, when the time will come, right now, before Mashiach is going to come, the Satan takes hold of one side of the rope, and he begins to shake it like this in order to try to get the person to fall off. That's what the Rishner says, that the Satan tries to shake off our balance. That's why it's sometimes difficult. A person has a chance that they could do good, and all of a sudden they're going well, and the Mahalach is good, and their Kavanah is good, and they're learning good, and the Shmir Shabbos is good, and everything is good. All of a sudden, one day, something happens where they feel that it's not good. I don't know, I did that with Kavanah. I don't know, I have this question, I have that question. Why is it? Because the Satan doesn't let a person live in a direct, stable way. The Satan constantly tries to throw a person off base. That's also why we say in Marit, V'hosu Satan milfoneinu u'me'achareinu. Milfoneinu is, I know the Satan comes to me. I'm walking down the street, and I find something on the ground, it's money. So what do? Maybe it's on a Yiddish street, so I just put the money in my pocket and I walk away. That's the person that doesn't know. Shulchan Aruch means I have to think for a moment. Is it Roiv Yidin, Roiv Goyim? Can I keep the money? Does that have a simon? Do I ask a shayla? Do I not? So the Yetzer comes. That's the Hosu Sotan Mepaneinu. That's the Sotan that we know about. Me'achareinu, that's the Sotan we don't realize it. The Sotan tries to trip us up. He tries to make us make a mistake because he's holding the tightrope behind us and he begins to shake it. So the Baruch Shamar says an unbelievable pshat, which the Hasa Sotan Milfaneinu Me'achareinu. He says the Yetzahara in this world stands in front of us and tries to get us to do something wrong. He stands there, he says, Ravi, come here, I got something like this. I got a good deal for you. So he says, what is it like? It's like you go to a fancy restaurant, so then they have like a maitre d' in the front, and he says, can I have a table please? So the maitre d' says, follow me. It's at the Yetzahara. So the maitre d' says, follow me, and the person follows him. You have your choice what you want to do. That's the Hosu Sotan Milfaneinu, that in this world, a person has a choice. We have a bechira. We can do good, or we can do opposite. We can do otherwise. The Hosu Sotan Milfaneinu, Ribbono Shel Olam, take that Sotan away from me. Take that maitre d' away from me. Don't let him come and tell me to do averes, to tell me to do different things. And then, it's the Hosu Sotan Me'achreinu. What's Me'achreinu? Because then if the person did all these bad things, and did all the averes in this world, so then they go up to Shemayim. Now waiting there at the door is not the person anymore. Oh, age is coming. It's from Kiddush Hashem. The door of Mashiach. So then we have Hasa Sotan Me'achareinu. Once it comes to the end of the time, so then the person goes up to the Shemayim and they say, okay, unfortunately, you have to go to Gehenna. So the guy thinks it's his choice. He says, well, I don't know if I want to go. Then the Sultan comes, Me'achareinu, and says, no choice. Begins to push him and push him and push him. So the Baruch Shomer says, Ramaspala Mahasa Sultan Mufaneinu, Hashem, take away the Sultan from us, in front of us in this world, that gives us a choice. Meile v'hosu sotan me'achareinu, that the sotan that comes behind the person, le'olenu, in olam haba, that he won't be there. Okay, so therefore we can see that since Ribbono Shel Olam said that there's going to be vayechzak lev paroi, that paroi's heart is going to be hardened. He's not going to have the choice. So therefore, it's going to be the question. Now, how could Hashem say, go to paroi and give him warning? What's he warning him about? It's already a fait accompli. He's not going to listen. The emblem of Rambam, the Rambam said, Perek Vav Milchus Tshuva, what does the Rambam say? The Efshe Sheyechta Adam Chet Gavol, Oy Chatoim Rabin, that a person could do such a big chet, maybe a person did a major, major Avera, Oy Chatoim Rabin, or they did many Averas, Ad Sheyitein Adin, Shemoinin Minenu Ad Tshuva, until the din is that they hold back tshuva from the person. The person cannot do tshuva. The ein menichin loy reshus lashuv merisha, and he does not have any more the power to return from his rishus. That's if a person either did one huge major avera, or if a person did many averas. So then, once they did so many averas, they cut the bond, they cut the kesher between them and Hashem, they cut the kedusha that they had, and then Nebuch, they don't have a chance to do tshuva anymore. Any person has a chance to do tshuva. We're not saying that he doesn't have a chance to do tshuva. It just would be extremely difficult. The Sefer Reishis Chochma says that no matter what a person does, there is always tshuva for it. And in fact, Lo'olenu Malchus Beis Yisrael, there's even an incident that's recorded in one of the Svarim of Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchever, of somebody that actually killed somebody, Chalila, and Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev gave him a tikkun tshuva of how he could do tshuva. So there is such a thing as a tshuva, whether Misa's mechaper, whether Yisurim or mechaper, whatever it'll be, that depends on the din. But tshuva is for anything. Rav Nachman Breslover also writes in Likutei Maran that even a person's oiver 600 times on an avera, they still can do tshuva, and the averas will become like skuyos. So he says there that what happens, a person does a big avera, or a person does an avera many times, so it can be that the tshuva will come from them. It'll be that they won't have the schus anymore to do tshuva. The ein menichin loy reshus loshuv, they won't have any more the permission to return from their avera, kidei shiyomus v'yeva b'chetai sha'asa, in order that when a person leaves this world, they will not have the chance to perish in their avera. They'll leave in this world and they won't have kafar, they won't have the tikkun. Since our world is the oilam of tikkun, once they leave the world, they will not be able to have a kafara unless they left behind a child here and the child can raise them up. It's interesting that if a person has a child, we know from Masaka Abba that a child has the ability always at any single given chance that a child has ability to raise up the neshama of a parent, of a father or a mother. Olafichov, and therefore it's because of this Rambam, Olafichov, Chasuba Taira, Vari Echzak Eslev Paroi. Therefore, it's written, I have hardened Paro's heart, Lefisha Chotame Atzmoi Tchila, Vaharali Yisrael, Nosan Adim Linoa Tshuva. Since he did such a veris, and he was so bad to Klal Yisrael, so therefore it was decided that he should not have the ability to do tshuva. Ad Shenifrom Imenu, until it would be paid back from him. Now it's a very interesting thing. We see that at the end, Paroi did do tshuva. If we're going to learn about it, maybe B'Shalach, maybe next week, stay tuned. But it's an interesting thing that Paroi, a Rosh Marusha, was able to reach a level where even Paroi was able to do tshuva. So therefore we see that he was held back until he was paid. What was his payment? His payment was that he saw the whole army go in front of him be drowned into the sea. Paroi was the one that stood up and was able to watch them all drown. There is no bigger korban for a king, for a ruler, for a paroi, than to see their whole nation, their whole army and everything drown in there. That's why it's interesting by Shlomo HaMelech. By Shlomo HaMelech we saw that Shlomo HaMelech used to be Melech al Kul Olam. Then he was Melech al Yisrael. Then he was not Melech al Yisrael, he was Melech over his little Shevet. That was the only thing that he had left. So they asked the question, why was it? So the Indian is that a person has Malchus inside of them. It doesn't depend whether they rule over 1,000 people. Malchus means a state of being. Malchus means that a person, Rachmana Litzlan, could be in solitary confinement and could be degraded by all of the Amin. But as long as they keep their Malchus, as long as they keep their royalty, then they can even be a melech over a stick. What does it mean it was a melech over a stick, just Agav Orcha? There's an interesting parish that says that usually when a person loses things, so they get very upset. Oh, I used to be the king over that. I used to be rich, I used to have this amount of money. Or I used to have a big thing, whatever. And now I just don't have anything, so people can get very crushed over it. Shlomo HaMelech didn't do that at all. Paru was completely crushed. So much so that he had a stick and he was able to do tshuva. However, Shlomo HaMelech said, I don't care. Whatever used to be, it doesn't matter. Whatever was last year, whatever was last month, doesn't matter at all. Why? Because first of all, a person can be a melech over themselves. That's the biggest thing to be a melech over. The second thing is, it doesn't really matter how many people we rule over. It doesn't matter how many people a king rules over. Because the melech, the king, he is happy with him alone. He is happy. How do we see that? The Ribbono Shel Olam was also kavyochol, happy with the Ribbono Shel Olam alone. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah that Hashem created the world, and Hashem said, you shouldn't think that I need the whole world, I need all the people, I need all Klal Yisrael in order to be. Because even though it's a melech v'layom, even though it's not usually a king without the nation, Hashem Yisbarach says, I don't need anybody at all. That's the whole thinking that a person should know that it's a schus that each of us live. Because it's not al pidin that we have to live, because Hashem doesn't need the Brias in order to conduct the world. Okay, so therefore, and because Paro had to be paid back, he had to go through his punishment, so therefore, maybe a little. So therefore, just a little bit. It was because of that, that Paro had to have his heart hardened, in order he should go through all the tikkunim, that he should be paid back and punished for everything that he did. Why then did Moshe Rabbeinu have to go to Paro and tell him to do tshuva and tell him to send out Bnei Israel? Kidei lo idia leboi oilom shebizman shemonei HaKadosh Baruch Hu tshuva lechoyte en yochul loshu v'aliyomois v'rishoy. And that it's in order to tell everybody else that when Hashem says, okay, that's it, no more time for tshuva, that no matter what a person is going to strive to do, no matter what they're going to try to do, they ain't going to be able to do tshuva. There's no way that they're going to be able to reach it because Hashem holds back tshuva. Here we see an interesting yesod. First of all, that a person that is not a Jew is able to do tshuva. Tshuva is usually specific for Jews. A Yid has the power to do tshuva. In the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyah, if one of the B'nai Noyah does something wrong, they steal or they do something, it doesn't say that the B'nai Noyah are able to do tshuva. It doesn't say that B'nai Noyah can turn themselves around. Because tshuva is dafka a schus that B'nai Yisrael have, and tshuva is not a schus that a goy has. However, Paro was given that schus. Not only that, with all the rishis that Paro did, he went and he killed and he did all these things for the children, let alone what he did for the adult to the adults. It's a problem. The Rambam creeps with Rashi. Rambam says different than Rashi. Rashi says he went in order to be masra. He went in order to give a warning to Paroi. The Rambam says no. No, the Rambam says it wasn't to give him a warning. He didn't come to warn Paroi. He came for a different reason, because it wasn't possible for Paroi to do tshuva. You only give a person a warning where it's possible for them to do tshuva. There's an interesting shaila. The shaila is that every person has to give mussar if you see somebody doing something wrong. You have to give mussar. The mussar is hasra. The mussar is a warning. What happens if you know that a person is going to do something wrong anyhow? They're going to do it, there's no question about it. You don't give mussar. Because mutav liyoy shogigin. They know it's an Avera already. But a person doesn't really think it's an Avera. If a person does an Avera, they think in some way that it must be mutter. They think in some way that it really is allowed. I know it says it's an Avera, but I don't think that it's really an Avera. Maybe it's not as bad as it says. So mutter v'yoy shogigin. Why? Because the hasra, the warning, will not help. They're going to do the Avera anyhow, so let them do the Avera. At least they won't have the added Avera of not listening to the correct Musar. Okay. Emnon mipirush Rashi. However, from Rashi, Meod Rishonim, Menad Rishonim, Mashma Kedibrei Echida, the Echida writes in Nachal Kidumim, Shadayin Hoye B'Kotzer Lasis Tshuva. He argues and says, no, really, he still had the power to do tshuva. That Paroi, as much as it went down, as much as things soured, he still had the power to do tshuva. The Alkein Sholach L'Asroisboi. Therefore, Paroi was given the chance that Moshe Rabbeinu came in order to be matzor him, in order to give him hasra. Umashakosav Kianich Barati Esliboi. What does it mean that Hashem said, I've hardened his heart? Hapir Shafal Pishanich Barati Esliboi. Yeshlo Oy Derech Hatshuva. There is still a derech in tshuva. There's still a way to do it. V'yeshlo Imar. Eich Shayit Adayin Derech Tshuva. How is it possible that there is a derech and tshuva after Hashem kavyochol hardened the heart of Paroi? So here, what the Meforshim are saying is that it would have been possible that Paroi should have hardened and should have been able to do tshuva even though Hashem hardened his heart. Now there's a little bit of a problem here. We know that there are two ways a person can do tshuva. The two ways that a person can do tshuva is either the person is moved from themselves, in other words, they have the Yisarusa de la Tata, that they're moved. You know, you're walking down the street one day, and all of a sudden, a person sees something, and they start to take it to their heart. They see, Rahman al-Hassan, somebody who's ill, loyal, laid off, Yisrael. So they take it to heart. The person says, no, I have to do tshuva. I gotta change, I gotta be different, I have to be more serious, whatever. And they change. That's the Isarusa that they got from themselves. Or they're just walking down the street, and they begin to say, you know what, I should really be nicer, Beinonim L'Chaveiroi. Or I should do this. There's a possibility that a person gets the Isarusa from themselves. However, there are individuals that can't have this Isarusa. Why? Because they're not on the level anymore that they're going to be a self-motivator, that they're going to start to do tshuva on their own. They need an Isarusa L'Elam. They need to have an Isarusa, an inspiration that comes from above. What happens? They're walking down the street in the city. All of a sudden, a safe falls from the 100th floor. Mamish! Pow! Right in front of them. Goes down, makes a hole 10 feet deep in the cement. And the person realizes, so what does he do? That's tshuva. First has Isarusa de Leila. Individual did tshuva. How many people did tshuva when something happened and they narrow escaped just by a hair's breadth, a chuta sarah, they escaped. They did tshuva for their whole life. They're never ever again like that. I know people that did tshuva, mamish, like unbelievable. Okay, so there's two ways of doing tshuva. Which level is Paroi on? Was Paroi a self-starter? Was Paroi going to walk down, all of a sudden hear a yid sing a Yisrael stick and niggin from the Baal Shem HaKadosh? And all of a sudden, I said, oh, Mamasha moved in my heart, I got to do tshuva. The Isiris would come from him. No way. It was an impossibility. Paroi wasn't open for that. The only type of Isiris that Paroi would get was Isarusa de Leila. If he would start getting scared, if there would be a plague and it would start to wipe out his entire nation, it would be negated to him. So then maybe Paroi would have the ability that he would do tshuva. Therefore, we see that the Isarusa was there. That it wasn't that Paroi didn't have a chance to do tshuva. He had a chance to do tshuva. Look what's happening. The dam came, the choshev came, the animals came, one by one, the crops were wiped out. This happened, that happened. Paroi did get a number of times when he could have understood that it was a Isarusa for tshuva. So therefore, we see in some small way that there was a Isarusa there, that there was a possibility for him to do tshuva. V'yesh leimer, v'zeh al derech shematzinu b'gashmias, sh'yesh l'adam kochos tiviyim, that every person has certain koyches. Everyone has koyches. Anybody that says, I do not have any talent, that person is not telling the truth. Every individual has something that they can do well. Every individual has a particular koyach that they were sent here in this world to be able to do. Now, what is that thing that we were sent here to be able to do? That's a difficulty. How are we supposed to know what a person was sent there for? The Rishoner, by the way, says a very interesting thing. The Rishoner says that every individual, no matter where they're at, that every individual has the ability to particularly perform one service here in Klal Yisrael. When it comes time on Yom Kippur, he says you do tshuva for three things. Says in Oris Yisrael. One, person didn't do averus, he shouldn't have done averus. So they get tshuva for, they have to do tshuva for doing the avera. The second is, in case they missed a mitzvah, they could have done a mitzvah, and they missed their mitzvah, so they also have to do tshuva because they missed the mitzvah. Or, they were davening, so they wanted to make a, you know, quick job, they were thinking about it, got to get down there, okay? And they made a quick job, so they have to do tshuva for the mitzvah that wasn't done, or wasn't done good enough. He says a third tshuva. Third tshuva is that the specific thing that I came here in this world to do, I didn't do it. I wasn't able to make it. It doesn't say what it is. A person can't find that out. It's not easy. But the Rishoner says that a person should do tshuva, that they didn't do Mekayim, their specific thing in this world that they could have done. Okay, so now we all have koyches. Even a person doesn't have any koyach that they know of, they may have an undiscovered koyach. It's a very interesting thing. There was a woman that went down to Florida. She retired as almona, and she something happened to her apartment here, so she left. She didn't know what she was going to do. Woman 70 years old. She goes down to Florida. She didn't have anything to do. She had a small little bit of money that she had to live on, and she was a question. It's very interesting. There happened to be an art gallery near where she's living in Florida. And there, in the art gallery, there happened to be a person, and some of the retired people wanted to take some art lessons or whatever it was. Some art lessons, like art therapy even, not Dafka to become, Picasso, just to do a little, a few little brushes on the paint. So the lady never didn't have anything to do during the day, and the guy Meshigget. So what'd she do? She enrolled, she said, I'll go. So the few Zakadim that went in there and they start paying, whatever. The lady takes the paint, and she begins to give a little instruction. She begins painting. The instructor says, are you a teacher? Are you? Mind you, the lady never painted in her life, never did anything artistic. She began painting. As he gave her a few tips, she began painting. She started selling her paintings. Make a long mice short. She started selling her paintings. She made parnosa from that. Die the heiser. Just from that. I know the lady. Never touched a paintbrush before. Never did artwork. Do we know we have koyches? That's a koyach in Gashmi. Do we have koyches in Ruchnius that we're able to do? Do we realize the koyches nelomim, the hidden powers inside of us that we never brought out? We don't force ourselves, so we stand there. They stay latent. They're dormant inside of us. But there's a tremendous koyach inside of us. So therefore the Slonimer says that everybody has koyches nelomim, and at some times, shebizmanim regilim af eni yodea al kiyumo, that there are some times that we have them inside of us, but we don't even know that we're able to do them. We don't even realize it. The rak be'ei sakona, only in the time of sakona, the time of danger. Kasher enu mesugel lahatzel asatzmoy b'koyches hativiyim. When a person cannot save themselves with just the natural, normal koyches, hazai miskalim b'ya koyches, then comes all the koyches that we never knew that we had. Ha'al tiviyim sha'al yedeyim, simple. A person, it's when they're forced to the issue, they can never tell what they can do without. You have a person, and the person says, if I miss lunch, I'm just not the same. Morning coffee, when I stand up in the morning, I gotta have my coffee. I can't go on. Some people, if I miss a meal, I can't go a day without eating. Well, all kinds of things. There was a person existed in the earthquake They found him after 1 week. 1 week, still alive. Can you imagine? Didn't eat, didn't drink. You said a regular person, okay, you have to go 2 days without eating. 3 days without eating. It's an impossibility. Why? Because they didn't realize the koichas that they have. They didn't realize how much that a person has inside, because it never came to the point where they needed it. Or you see a little child, Chas v'Shalom, is going to be hurt. All of a sudden, a person will have the ability to fight off a wild animal. A person have the ability to run very quickly, scoop the child up from the street, and save them. All of these things we hear about. Why? Because there are koyches na'alamim inside of every person. K'moykein beruchnius. So the same thing is that's begashmius, that a person can have artistic quality, talent. A person can have strength, human strength. A person can go without food or drink. So too, in terms of ruchnius. Yeshum ha-koyches ativim ha-yiduim. There are koyches that we all have that we know about. I'm able to daven so much, right? I can daven a little bit extra even. I'm able to learn so many hours or minutes or whatever it is. More than that, I don't think I have the koyach. I'm able to keep away from an avera. So far I could, if I was careful, I'd never hear one word of lashon hara an entire year. I could be careful and not listen to it. The only thing is, I don't think I could do that. Maybe I'm going to hear a few words lashon hara. Maybe I'm going to hear a few bad things during the year, right? No, it's a person has the possibility that they could even be on the level that they won't hear anything whatsoever. They won't hear it. The only thing is that it only happens shebe'esakona ruchnius mis'oirim ba'adam kartas ne'alamim. When there is a sakona of ruchnius that is around, so then these kartas begin to sprout. They begin to become apparent. Kedei sheyochol limtzoi la'atzmoi derech. Hashem lets those koyches come out at that time in order that we could find the derech. And many different things. A person goes through something in life, right? So al pitev, maybe the person's squeamish. Maybe the person's like very able, they're very fine, and they can't go through too much, like they get rattled. All of a sudden, chalila, they can go through something that is such a tremendous upheaval in their life, and they'll walk straight. It won't affect them negatively. They'll have the koyches, they're able to walk on. Why is it? They always had the koyach. It wasn't that they were able, all of a sudden they became strong. They were always strong. But the koyches were koyches na'alamim. So therefore, we find that every person, no matter what, has these koyches. With this we can understand also that why is it that Paroi could have possibly done tshuva, even though naturally he did not have these koyches. Paroi did not have Yirah Shemayim. We learned in last week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paroi, you have no Yirah Shemayim. He goes over, so you have no Amuna. You don't believe in Hashem, and your Avonim don't believe in Hashem. How is it possible? Because maybe B'shas Sakona, at the time of Sakona, the Koyches Na'alamim can come out. The only thing is, Paroi was a dummy. Complete dummy. A person that realized that there's Sakona, so they got to say, okay, the game's over. I realize now that the game's over and I have to do whatever I need to do. Paroi didn't understand it. It says that the Rasha, after 120 years, that they're going to take him down to Gehenna. Where's the Rasha going to go? They have a condo for him down in Gehenna. So as they're leading the Rasha down to Gehenna, so the Rasha tells the Sultan, no, you don't understand. You got the wrong guy. It's mixed up. I don't belong to Gehenna. And as they're taking him down, he denies it because he doesn't allow himself to understand who he really is. So the same thing is that Paroi, why wasn't he able to do tshuva? He did have the Cyrus, he did have the Shah Sakona, his whole country, he himself was in danger. Why is it that he couldn't listen to it? So it's an interesting answer. The interesting answer is that Paroi did not allow those kofos to come out even at a time of Sakona. A person has to be open, alei patua. It's got to be open to have these oiris to operate at the correct time. And so we have the machlokes apoiskim. We have Rashi, we have the Rambam, we have the Chida. They're all saying different. But what are they all saying in essence? Was it really possible for Paroi to be able to do tshuva? Did he have a chance to bring that his iris down, especially after Hashem hardened his heart? Or could we learn the other way? Even after Vayechzak Lev Paroi, even after that, since it was a Shas Sakona, at a time of Sakona, everything has to go out. How many times a person will tell you, I don't even know how I had the koyach to respond like I did. I don't know how I had the koyach to keep my straight thinking at such a time. I was able to guide the car to do whatever. Why? Shas Sakona. The Rachloikis will be that Paroi, even Paroi Arasha, with the tremendous Oysus and Mivsim that Hashem sent, whether he had the koyach or not had the koyach. What do we get from this Paris Hanoshin Lalocha? What do we learn out from it? That every person has Kachas Namomim. You and I, there is not a person in this room that does not have a special koyach, a unique koyach that nobody else has. The second thing is, in order to bring that koyach out, a person has to be able to work on it and to understand it. The third thing is that we should have the ability that a person should, if ever necessary, bring the kodesh na'lomim out and realize that it doesn't matter what the person's personal situation is, there is always a chance in which they will be able to bring out those kodesh, even as bleak as it seems, chas v'shalom. As certain situations come up in life, it doesn't matter. Hashem is always makdim refuah l'makla, that Hashem always gave us the kodesh to be able to deal with whatever. Had Paroi at least taken it, look what's happening to the whole Malchus, this whole kingdom. Had he taken it seriously even for one moment, he would have realized it, and he could have saved himself. He could have done tshuva earlier. Shkoyach Rabbeinu.